This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Entire squad back together again. Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back here on DFW Sports Station. And RJ, the Texans are making a quarterback change for Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Has the line been affected? They're going back to Davis Mills. Benched him a few weeks ago. I heard some Davis Mills hype in the offseason from a decent amount of people saying, wait, don't have them drafting their next quarterback with the number one pick. Davis Mills, I think he's got something. Well, they benched him a few weeks ago. He completed 62% of his passes, 11 touchdowns, 11 picks in the first 10 games of the year. They went to the former Aggie Kyle Allen the last 2 weeks. He was not good, so now they're coming back to Davis for the Cowboys on Sunday, and this thing has stayed in the 16.5-point range for the point spread.
Yeah, I don't think Davis Mills moves the line very much. He may move it 1 point in either direction. You never know. I mean, shoot, there was a time, you know, at the end of it, you know, Cooper Rush wasn't, you know, his line was only moving about 4 from Dak, where it should have been 6-7. At least it started out at 6-7, and then it settled in around 4-ish late. But, yeah, Davis Mills ain't moving that line. I can't imagine.
Bobby, was there ever any, like, justified optimism about the future of Davis Mills in Houston?
Yeah, I mean, like, he wasn't a bad prospect coming out. Like, as a third-round quarterback, if you say that quarterback's worth a third-round pick, then that's not a bad player to take a shot on. Like, Kirk Cousins obviously was a fourth. Dak was a fourth. Like, that's a decent player with decent upside.
Third rounder from Stanford.
Yep. And there was some talk that people thought he should go in the second round. I was talking to Broadus last night. We were recording. Well, and he was saying that he still actually likes Davis Mills. Like, after watching him, he thinks that, like, he's a decent player. And he thinks he's a lot better than Kyle Allen. So,
well, that's a lock to take the Cowboys in the points then if Broadus likes a quarterback. Then you may as well go all in on the Cowboys with the points. I'm joking. I think that's too many points.
If he likes a quarterback and he hates an offensive tackle, you know the quarterback will be bad and the tackle will be great.
Oh, so you're saying he can't evaluate tackles either?
No, his own joke all the time is if he says an offensive tackle is not strong enough, they'll make the Pro Bowl eventually in their career. Because he said, like, Terrence Steele's the latest one to get him like that. Not strong enough. And then he's like, well, now he comes out here enough and plays his ass off.
All right.
So he's a big bench press guy.
Like, I guess so.
He looks at the bench press and says, all right, he's weak.
He wants the big, burly, like, you know, let's move boulders type of guys. Mm.
So Micah Parsons was asked by reporters, can you share any talks you had with Odell sitting sideline at the Mavs game? Were y'all socializing before and after? And here's Micah with the timeline he was told by OBJ when he would be able to get on the field.
He told me 5 weeks. He said 5 weeks. So, I mean, and only a person, I believe, no trainer, no doctor, no anybody in the league can tell a player how he feels. It's your body, you know, and that's just for anything. Whether any part of your body hurt, no one could tell you how your body's going to feel except for you. So if that's what he said, I always believe it. Or any other player, you know, if they push you to play, say, no, my body hurts, I can't go. And that's, you have to respect that.
Reporters putting it out there yesterday, the Cowboys made no offer to Beckham during the visit. They obviously have all these medical questions. Jerry was stopped in the hallways yesterday. Choppy and Bobby were out at practice. Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Jerry said, we're still working on it. Declined to elaborate on health, calling it sensitive. Bobby, you get the feeling inside the locker room? Well, you know what? I think Tank Lawrence is going to speak for all of us. Players, media, fans, when he was asked about all this drama.
No, it's fair to say that I'm trying to reach a Super Bowl. So if he can come and help us do that, or, you know, yes, I accept him. But, you know, if we're going to just do the circus, like, no, I don't, you know. I'm focused on this year, this team, what we have in this locker room right now, and on the journey that we're going.
They're all tired of it. They'd like him here, and I think there's probably a tinge of disappointment, too. That they're all frustrated yesterday because they know where he's at. And it's like, ah, crap. Okay, he's not going to be able to help us right away. But, I mean, we played the audio yesterday while you're out. CeeDee Lamb on SportsCenter was asked about – Sage Steele's like, hey, you know, I got to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr., right? And he said, you don't have to, but we can. And then Zeke yesterday gets asked, you know, are you just ready to be done with the Odell Beckham questions? He's like, I don't care what y'all ask me. You can ask whatever. But, I mean, it's just there's a general fatigue of just like – there's nothing left to say.
Yep.
It was disappointing finding out he's probably not going to be ready for a while, and we're just done with it.
Did the Cowboys do Odell dirty publicly? There are analysts. There are former players, T.O. You have Mike Florio took the Cowboys to task yesterday on ProFootballTalk.com, saying Odell Beckham, the general thought is from many now, Odell shouldn't sign here even if it's next year because the Cowboys put his business out there. We didn't get these leaks out of Buffalo. We didn't get these leaks out of New York, and they did him dirty, RJ, by putting his medical business out there publicly because it definitely came from them. Dirty?
Dirty. No, I don't think it's dirty. I don't think they did it
I'll be Odell, like, Why'd y'all, how to get out? This doesn't help me. It makes me look worse. It's not going to get me signed this year. It obviously came from you all. So why would I look favorably upon that?
I guess I would respond if I was somebody else. I'd be like, were you trying to deceive all the teams thinking that you could play this year? Am I supposed to help you just bilk people out of money? Am I supposed to help you out there?
And
that's what he's doing.
And you're going to have to give some type of explanation for why he's not signed, right? You going to say? Like, when your fan base and your players are lining up at your office door, Steven, Zach, Jerry, it's Micah. Hey, why isn't this done yet? Bobby, go ahead, Chop.
Look, I mean, is it the Cowboys' job? No, but they should not. Nobody should purposely try to lower somebody's value. I would imagine it's against the CBA anyway. There's probably some kind of collusion or whatever involved with that. But, you know, someone's going to ask you why you didn't sign him, and you say, look, we didn't feel his medicals were right.
You know, Florio's got to go into it legally, and he said a source told him the Cowboys' decision to leak this was, quote, astounding. Even a suggestion that Odell, who just sued Nike for breach of contract, should sue the Cowboys for violating his medical privacy rights. Quote, how could he even consider signing there now? From Florio's source. Bobby?
It's a wonder why Florio never gets good information out of the Cowboys with articles like, this guy should sue the Cowboys. The thing is, how would this hurt Odell Beckham's value? Any team that looks at him is going to see the medicals the same way. So this is literally just putting information out through channels to let your fan base know that's very disappointed and wants to hold you accountable. So it doesn't hurt Odell Beckham. It just lets fans know Odell's not ready. So if Odell's worried about fan perception, I guess he'd be annoyed with this. But any team who checks him out is going to see the same medicals the Cowboys did, and they're going to go, he's not ready.
Let me devil's advocate here. What if the Cowboys are just saying this to the fans to appease the fans when they didn't want to go money-wise where he is, and he's ready to play in 5 weeks?
No, I don't think that I think that that's the reports you've seen. That's the reports the Cowboys have kind of put out through chat. Like the Werder's report yesterday said mid-January. And that's mid-January, is 5 weeks from now.
Was this on local radio?
This was local Twitter. And he put it out there.
What a douche nozzle.
He put it out there and said mid-January. That's 5 weeks. That's what Micah says. That seems to be what Jerry inferred when he talked to us the other day. He's like, well, when's available? Available could mean, you know, a snap. It could mean the Super Bowl. So I think everybody's being pretty consistent here about the same timeline. It's just the optimistic twist you put on that timeline.
Here's T.O. Something feels like it turned T.O. on us. He always had it out for Garrett, but it feels like he's kind of been turning on the star a little bit as of late.
Baltimore, I think it's a good fit for him. As far as, you know, the teams that everybody keeps throwing out there, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, if he goes to either one of those teams, it's going to be short-lived. It's going to be a short-lived season. He's going to go there for, what, one check or two? You know what I mean? Then you're going to be watching the playoffs. Go to a team, again, with obviously a good quarterback.
That was from the game in San Francisco. So that was a playoff, maybe Dak shot.
That was a Dak shot, yeah, for sure.
Go to a team with a good quarterback. Meanwhile, he's talking to a team that's got Brock Purdy. He was talking to a city with Brock Purdy.
And he's talking about another team where the quarterback is hurt and may or may not be able to throw in the postseason.
Can't throw healthy or not, so it doesn't matter.
So that's T.O. and others being like, oh, you want to smear me? You want to put out the medical reports? Screw that.
I think T.O., his little bit of negative energy towards the star comes specifically from... I think he said this before in a couple different interviews. He felt like Jerry lied to him on his way out. Like, he thought he got lied to on his release. And so that's why he still holds a grudge. So he's got a Jerry problem these days.
All right. Meanwhile, Florio last year floated the Rams, and Odell ended up there. Yesterday, Choppy, he put out filthy. He says, as this year's OBJ free agent sputters, I'll say this, watch the Eagles.
That. Made me raise an eyebrow. Nothing, heard the Eagles.
Nothing makes me raise an eyebrow because it's 98% in my mind. He's not playing at all.
Right.
So you can watch the Eagles for next year. This is now a next year thing. This has all been exposed.
Right. And I think it'd be a mistake to go to him for next year. Like, to me, like, I shouldn't say a mistake, but if he's not playing this year, why would I not just draft a wide receiver?
But Bobby, before we get to any of that in the future, your confidence meter has now plummeted, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we all said it was going to be based off of the medicals. The only thing that saves it now, if Jerry was not involved in this decision-making process, I don't think there's a day two of the visit. It's they see the medicals and they go, we're going to pass.
Right.
I think that's what it's at. I think Jerry being involved and having an affinity for this player is where it's at. And I think it's interesting. It doesn't make you raise an eyebrow with Philly, but if they get him signed, and it is a 5-week process, and he has 5 weeks to learn the playbook and everything else, it's not going to raise an eyebrow if, let's say, Dallas is the only wild card team to win, the only road team to win in the wild card, and then you're rolling into Philly, and Kelvin Joseph is going to cover Odell Beckham Jr. in his return. You're not a little worried then?
If it's 5 weeks, that's Odell's timeline to Micah.
It sounded like it was...
Everyone else is saying 8.
Yeah, I think we've heard 8 once. There is a reasonable... I think it's a window. I think there are people saying he could be back in 5. It could be as long as 8.
Have we ever had this much damn hype about a guy who could come back unsigned for 2 games or 3 games ever? I can't remember it. This is like completely out of control.
I mean, Deion didn't sign with Dallas till what, week 10? Or didn't start playing until week 10 in 95?
Yeah, but he was also in the middle of a baseball season. So right. It's not like he was doing nothing.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, in terms of like, that was, you weren't getting him for most of the season. And that discussion was going on opening night. Yeah. Like it was 10 weeks of hype until he got here. I do think it's funny, by the way, just back to Florio. Where I'm just saying, hold on. He throws out there.
You can't go after Florio nonstop and defend Ed Werder.
I'm not. Here's what I'm just going to say is that I don't like the smarmy. Remember last year, we told you the Rams.
Yes.
It's like, okay, well, then I'm going to pull out all the other times you told us to look out for things that never happened.
I definitely acknowledge Mike is self-important and very whiny and very, you know, there's other words I could throw out there that would set off political text messages. I don't know what it is. I draw the whiny ones that people hate with Orlovsky and Florio, but Mike's been good to us. Yep. But I get it. I get it, okay? I understand. Hey, at least he says the name of the station, like Rappaport. Rappaport does the weirder stuff, too.
Rappaport said the station the other day.
What, because he was on?
Oh, wait. I forgot. I forgot. I need to tell you guys about that during the break.
Oh, what a tease.
A tease for the commercial break.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line. Meanwhile, Zeke was like, what do y'all want from me? They asked him, hey, man, why didn't you go to the Mavs game with Odell?
Well, I'm supposed to go to every game, every concert now. I can't rest.
You didn't want to go all the way to Arlington.
So I can't chill out at the crib. Like, if I was out all the time, then y'all be on for that. So which one y'all want?
So there, Zeke or Steven's laugh? You got to have it on loop.
No. Oh, Zeke's laugh all day. Steven's laugh is more like the.
So there's the further maturation of Zeke Elliott saying, hey.
Now, that's just proof that you're getting old. Oh, when you decide that you would rather stay home than go out to and fight traffic. That's it to me. It's the traffic issue. It's not going somewhere. I don't wait at stop. Like if the stoplight has, if I see the stoplight by my house, it's got more than two runs through it, I turn around and go home. I don't wait at stoplights.
27-year-old running backs are old.
They are.
So that makes sense.
They are.
Live on the fan cam, live on Twitch and YouTube, we have a sweet ticket giveaway. Cowboys 4-pack. For Sunday against the Texans in the 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, Babe Laufenberg, 9 o'clock hour, Michael Irvin, followed by the future Hall of Famer, Jason Witten. Jimmy Garoppolo is back to being gone for the rest of the postseason. Von Miller is out for the year. And Tom Brady and Sean Payton flirting with each other again. Around the rest of the NFL for the 6 a.m. club.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next. Sean and RJ here on the home of the Rangers, the commercial break take. I'm leaking over like I've been the past 48 hours air. Bobby Belt in studio. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back. So this story coming in, the punt god, Matt Ariaza, no charges filed. Reset this story, Choppy, which got him cut real quick with the Buffalo Bills.
All right, so back in August, on August 27th, he was released about a couple of days earlier, like on the 24th or... He appeared in a civil suit along with two other teammates at San Diego State. And the other teammates were Xavier Leonard and Nolan Iwaliko, resulting in accusations of a sexual assault against a 17-year-old girl. And he was released by the Bills a couple of days later.
Gang rape story.
There you go. He was yesterday. They said that he will not face charges on this one. And he was released. He's 22. He says now he's eager to get back into football. But he did say that, you know, in quote, I'm grateful that the DA of San Diego discover all the facts about no criminal wrongdoing. I'm excited to continue my NFL career. And, you know, this is now, it's a situation of like, you know, now what? Like, should the Bills have, did they act too hastily? Should they have put him on the commissioner's exempt list?
And can someone go out and just get him, like, today?
Could they, Bobby? Or does he fall under waivers because he was a rookie?
No, you should be able to go get him. I think the bigger issue for the Bills at the time, not the bigger issue, but one of the big factors for the Bills at the time was you didn't tell us. Like this was something that he knew he was accused of, and that, like, that was part of the release, too, was just, like, you know, we weren't even informed that you were involved in this or that this was hanging over your head. We, all right, we can't trust you. You're out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, look, I think, you know, it's obviously different if this is like more of a local story for us where we're really diving into the details of the case and we're like, yeah, he was found innocent, but all the evidence. The Bills know that. The National Football League knows that. But, you know, on the surface, it's like, aren't you just supposed to hang on to him until yesterday to see if he's innocent or guilty if you have a 50-50 question, unless you are just so ticked off that he lied to you or you felt the public pressure to go ahead and release him based upon accusations. I don't know the case that well.
I don't. If they felt that he lied to them, that's, you know, you can't lie. You can't lie to your boss. Like, that's a fireable offense. I get it.
More suspendable.
It's more suspendable.
We caught a one day.
that
one I'll defend.
That wasn't a lie.
That wasn't a lie.
We were protecting somebody else.
Yeah, it was a lie.
We weren't snitches, okay?
We weren't snitches. Yeah,
that's an honorable thing.
We lied over snitching.
Yes, and I will stand by that all day.
I will too.
Now this, okay, this may be a...
We had other snitches and snakes involved in that story, but...
But
next commercial.
Yes, defendant Choppy here. Not defendant, but defense attorney Choppy. If I did nothing wrong, did I lie?
Here's the thing. The question is, you know, when you say, shouldn't you hold on? Shouldn't you, you know, is it, what position do you play?
Yeah.
You're a punter and you lie to me?
But you're the punt god.
You're the punt god, though.
You're the punt god who went third in the draft, by the way. I had talked to some people. Apparently the whole reason...
The third punter?
He was the third punter picked. And a lot of people apparently looked at it as... When you talk to special teams coaches and stuff in the NFL, they went, he's got a leg. He has no clue how to use it. There's no directional punting. He doesn't have touch. He can kick it 80 yards. That's great. But, like, you can't get him to put in there. So if you're a punter in Buffalo... You move on. If you're a corner in Dallas, you hold on for a little bit.
All right. So we're going from Jimmy Garoppolo out for the season to maybe being back for the playoffs and then probably being out again, according to Kyle Shanahan.
It's not a Liz Frank. They don't have to do surgery on it. Still going to be a big recovery, but much less than what we anticipated, which is awesome news for him in the offseason. He'll be good to go right away, so it won't be like last year. I mean, there's that way outside chance, you know, late in the playoffs or something like that, but I'm not really real optimistic about that, but they didn't rule it out.
Way outside chance, so probably no Jimmy G for the rest of this year. Meanwhile, they are sweating Brock Purdy's NUTS nuts in San Francisco. I was like, what's the purpose of spelling it? Might as well say it.
Good God. That's so aggressive.
Here the quote, like literally, they're sweating his nuts. Here are the quotes that Bobby gathered up. Kyle, he's got some balls over there. Forgive me for saying it that way. Debo, oh, he definitely has balls. It takes nuts to call a timeout without Kyle calling it. And then they're referring to him as, this one I can't say, Big C. Brock in the 49ers.
Oh, really?
Locker room.
Oh,
that's a good name.
So they're
like
loving
that.
His moxie.
That's pretty
Big
good.
Clock?
Yes.
Like Big Ben?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Anyway.
Absolutely. Anyway. Oh, I like that name. That's a t-shirt.
Reset the power rankings that y'all had yesterday when I was out. I'm curious to see 1 through 5 or 5 through 1.
All right. So Peyton was in here doing his. So he filled
in. So all I have to do is go up and down the standings exactly by record.
Absolutely.
That's true. Read them off.
Read the names.
Peyton had Buffalo, Philly.
Whoa. Buffalo won.
Philly, Kansas City, Cowboys, Cincy.
Okay.
Bobby had Kansas City, Buffalo, Philly, San Fran Cowboys. I don't know how you show your face in that locker room. And I had Kansas City, Buffalo, Cowboys, Philly, Cincy.
Wow.
Miami from two to out.
That is a dramatic.
And San Francisco doesn't move into your top five at all.
Well, they lost their quarterback. I do take that into
account. And they beat your number two team. So were you painfully wrong about number two then?
No.
Or is San Francisco so good they can overcome quarterback?
I don't know how Miami could go from two to out. That's a hell of a drop.
Either Miami's got to go all the way out or San Francisco's got to come in.
Or he has such a lack of respect for Brock Purdy that you lose to Brock Purdy, you deserve to get bumped out.
Well, look, San Francisco would not move up. You cannot lose your quarterback and then move up. I don't care if you win the game or not. I need to see them win. I need to see him have more than a good half. I need to see it. I'm sorry. Like you were picked last in the draft for a reason. And in terms of Miami, you know, they just got beat. You are for me. And Cincinnati earned the right to be in there.
That wasn't my reaction.
But Kansas City just got beaten. You didn't drop
Because Kansas City has Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, but I'm
and
just
Kansas
it
City.
Seems, it seems a little inconsistent.
No, it's not inconsistent. Just like you couldn't hear. Sean, you also can't hear logic.
You guys committed. I mean, the disrespect towards the Eagles is a little Homerish on this show.
Where?
They're not even anyone's number two.
No, they're Peyton's number two.
Okay. Besides Peyton,
they're Bobby's three.
Bobby's three, and you have the Cowboys better. I thought you felt like Philadelphia was still the best in the East.
Well,
you have the Eagles at four?
I have the Eagles at four. The Cowboys, the Eagles are going to win the East, but I think the Cowboys down the stretch, if you were to tell me right now who's going to have a better record between now and the end of the regular season,
uh-huh.
I would say the Cowboys have a better record.
And then you only have the Bills and KC above Philly?
Yeah, they're top team in the NFC for
okay,
me right now.
Okay, that's not too bad. My bad on that, except for choppy criticism. 877-881-1053. All right, Sean Payton and Tom Brady flirting with
you. Sean? How do you pronounce
we'll
that?
We'll get to that at 6:40. Okay, right. Pat McAfee set the record straight yesterday again on his show. But seen Peyton and Tom Brady flirting with each other on that Weasels podcast, Jim Gray, somehow. I don't know how, but that's another side topic. But they're sitting there saying, you never know what can happen. Sean Payton said, Tom may not be going into broadcasting with that Fox deal very soon. So there's some flirtation there with Tommy Boy and Sean Payton again after they helped get the Miami Dolphins fined.
Yeah, will they be a package deal this offseason?
The way you were phrasing it last night was making it seem like Sean Payton's taking the big gamble, that a fan base and an organization will be taking the big gamble,
yeah,
having to take and accept Tom along
right
with Sean.
Yeah, I know, like if Tom, you know,
is Sean Payton the more sure thing of the two in the package deal? That's the way I felt you were phrasing it.
Well, I mean, over 5 years, I think he would be. Now, maybe not in year one, right? You know, it's you know,
no. Let's make it a tough question. Like
year one
for 1 year. Like, is Tom Brady done? That's what this is all boiling down to.
Yeah, like your package is the package of Tom and Peyton better than what you have right now? So, like, if you're like Miami was the last place that he was there. So, would you rather have next year, Tom and Sean Payton or Tua and Mike McDaniel for next year?
Which package do you want, Sean?
Brock Purdy's.
For next year, do you want Tom and Sean Payton or Dak and Mike McCarthy? Just for next year.
Oh, great.
Dak and McCarthy. Easy.
Why is it easy?
I mean, look, at the end of like, you guys know, I've been a
Homer,
a Mike McCarthy critic. McCarthy's done a great job this year.
Yes.
He's done a really fantastic job this year. And when you look at it, ultimately, I think Sean Payton's a better coach. But ultimately, at the end of the day, their results over a long 15-year stretch, they're about the same guy results-wise.
This may be an impossible. You sound like choppy now.
I'm just saying they are, though I think Sean Payton's better.
Okay, this may be impossible. I know it is impossible. I'm looking at RJ. I wanted to kind of stack the six in order with the quarterback and the coaches. We may have to separate it. But Dak, Tua, Brady with McDaniel, Peyton, and McCarthy, like for next year with a package deal. Mm. Give me the three QBs, Chop, and then give me the three coaches. Next year, you got a year to live.
I'll go McDaniel, Tua, Dak, McCarthy, Peyton, Brady.
Ooh.
So Brady's the worst of the bunch.
Brady is playing like the worst of the bunch this I know the last 2 years.
I know he
well,
is.
Well, I'm sorry.
Hey, not the last 2 years. Yeah,
did he
lead the league in touchdowns last year?
Yeah, but I don't think he was not bet like okay. There was a lot. Look,
he led the league in touchdowns.
Dak was 37-10. Was Dak as good as 37-10 last year?
Good point. No. I'm glad that you admitted that.
I will say this.
Okay, thank you. I can be reasonable.
Are we talking pre-divorce Tom? Or post-divorce Tom?
Well, that's he's currently in post-divorce mode, so post-divorce Tom.
Because post-divorce Tom is much better. In the last four games, he's got, if you like touchdown passes, in the last four games, he's got two fewer TDs than he had in the first eight. They're winning games. They've won three out of the last four. His passer rating's higher. His QBR's up. He still is 20th in QBR for the year.
So just give me the three and three in order. Let's go. Quarterback.
Right now.
No, for next year.
No, I know. I'm just doing right now, I would order them to a Dak Tom. Right now. Next year, I mean, is Tua going to be able to do this again? I would assume Tom is going to have a better year, I would think. I would probably not move it, though. I would probably keep it the same.
Tua, Dak, Tom.
Yeah.
And then coaches. The
same. Coaches. I don't have it. I mean, look, I would probably, I think McCarthy and Sean Payton are the same guy.
Okay. And do you think Mike McDaniel's better?
I think Mike McDaniel's better than both.
Okay. So you'd go Mike McDaniel one. All right. Interesting. Interesting little exercise right there. Von Miller is out for the season. So if he wants to play with Odell, it's not going to happen for the Bills playoff run with the ACL injury. And I think Odell's sitting there at the Suns game last night. There he is back in Arizona contemplating his decision to accept no offers made. This is DFW Sports Station. We're giving away Cowboys sweet tickets for Sunday against the Armpit. That's a way of saying thank y'all for turning it on, leaving it on. Babe Laufenberg, 840. Michael Irvin at 9. Is Michael going to accept defeat that this Odell thing is over? And then the future Hall of Famer, Jason Witten, at 9:20 this morning. Woo! Thank y'all for being Tolos. Pat McAfee settles the morning show debate. And you hated this guy before. RJ is going to put him number one on his all-time most hated list for what this NBA player did to Christmas and his children. Got to figure out a way to talk about it after this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're sitting in the suite on Sunday at noon for Cowboys Texans. If you're listening during the 7 a.m. Expressway commercial free after headlines, we're kicking out the four pack to you right here on DFW Sports Station. Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again. Thank you for being a Tolo. Then Babe Laufenberg, Michael Irvin, and Jason Witten right in order here on The Fan. So yesterday, I heard, literally, thanks to the Fan Twitter and Instagram account, a little debate over the pronunciation or mispronunciation of my name, all thanks to Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee Show, one of the few out there that gives us proper credit. They try to give us proper credit whenever Jerry comes on, and they try to say the name of the show. It's in good spirit.
Yeah.
Good, good attempt to do so.
Here's what Jerry Jones said about Odell Beckham Jr. and his health to Shannon, RJ, and Chop. Is Chomp on her?
Or why would you be confident in signing somebody that you haven't seen work out coming off an ACL?
What I love the most is they play the clip and McAfee is still talking all mic to all of his guys.
Chomp? Who is that? Who is that guy? What is that?
Trying to figure it out. Play it one more time, Peyton, as the clip starts all the background discussion.
Here's what Jerry Jones said about Odell Beckham Jr. and his health to Shannon, RJ, and Chomp. Is Chomp on her?
Or why would you be confident in signing somebody that you haven't seen work out Chomp? Coming off an ACL 9-10 months ago?
Did he answer that? Did he talk about that?
No, because remember, I don't think he was on Shan RJ Chop last week.
Shan RJ Chop.
So we have from Derek Holland, the RJ and Choppy show, and now we have it renamed from Pat McAfee. But they tried. That's all I care about is the attempt. That's all I care about.
That's it. That's all I care about.
So how did this evolve into a pronunciation argument?
I don't. So we're sitting there just talking about that, and then we get into obviously McAfee butchering the three names, or at least saying it's a three-name show.
Yeah.
And then I think we just kind of organically went into, you know, the pronunciation of your name and how, you know, it's easy to say Shane or Shan, because we were talking about, like, Sean Foster, remember him, the basketball player? Or is it Shane Foster? We can't remember.
That's what I can't remember.
And then we had said, and then I was like, well, first of all, I don't think his name is Sean. It's Sean.
Say it again?
You.
Yeah.
Your name's not Sean. It's Sean.
Okay.
He just, come on. He does. That's the same thing. He is trolling.
Let me hear what he said yesterday, Peyton.
Yeah, because it's not Sean. It's Sean.
There you go.
Is that what it is?
Right there, you said it differently. Live on the air 10 seconds ago, you kind of said it the same. S-H-A-N, it's supposed to be Sean. Sean. My parents. Yeah. My parents' fault. Okay. I don't get mad at McAfee. Curse from day one. The anxiety. You want to talk about anxiety issues? Attendance, roll call, every day in school. That's anxiety. First day of class, college. Little League announcement. You're going up to the plate.
Yeah.
Having this type of name to get butchered. Better than my brother, whose name is Yusuf. That's easier to even read than S-H-A-N and get it butchered. But yesterday you did say it two different ways. Sean. Yes. You can hear the U.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you can hear the W.
Shannon, RJ, and Chop.
And there you go. You can hear it like that. Yesterday I side with Choppy.
There's no difference. The only difference is he's more abrupt when he's apparently saying S-H-A-N. But it's not. He's just like, Sean. Like, he does the same.
But that's a different pronunciation.
No, you are using the same phonetic.
All right, say my name, Bobby.
Sean.
That's not how
I've said your name my entire life.
Because I'm not going to correct you. I'm not going to go, Sean. Sean.
But if he says it that way, you're not going to ignore him. You know, like, you're going to say, oh, like, that's me. I'm Sean.
So are you telling me that the entire time I've known you, you've known I've pronounced your name incorrectly? Or are you just now hearing it?
No, because when we're speaking to each other, you don't go, hey, Sean, it's Bobby. Like, you don't say my name to me.
I'll refer.
I haven't listened for it, but I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't upset me. My parents screwed it up. I got to deal with it for life. I'm not going to raise a fit over it.
I'll try this one on you, Bobby.
Okay.
What is the kitchen soap?
Oh, okay. You're going to do Dawn and Dawn, which sounds exactly the same.
First of all, it doesn't sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Dawn.
Uh-huh. Right?
Okay. Who is the guy? Was Genghis?
Khan.
There you go. Difference. Khan. Dawn. There's a different way.
Okay.
No, there's no here. I hear the same thing. No. I hear the same
Dawn.
Syllable.
Con.
There's a difference when you slowly try and emphasize it, but in conversation, no. It's when you
Con,
Dawn. Nobody says like it. Nobody goes, Sean. They just say, Sean, period.
But you're missing the point.
Tell me the difference between there and there.
There and there.
So, Peyton, you try. Go ahead. Say it the two different ways. Say the way it should be pronounced.
Sean.
Again?
Sean.
Okay.
And then Sean.
See, there's a difference.
It's ridiculous.
How are you going to tell me what the way it's supposed to be? How are you the emperor?
Because
names?
You're the man who
you're
says
telling,
Jeff.
You're telling me the way my name is supposed to be.
I'm not saying the way you're. I'm saying
you are saying.
You're telling me the way your name is supposed to be. I'm telling you that you saying the two differences. There's no difference. It's the same pronunciation when you
Sean
say
Sean Sharif. That's the way it's supposed to be. Sean Sharif, not Sean Sharif, not Sean Sharif.
Seen.
Pat McAfee, apparently, they got the word that this was being talked about on the morning show, and they corrected it.
Here's from Ari Muroff. Jerry Jones had a change in tone this morning when talking about Odell on local radio, potentially with Sean and RJ Choppy. Obviously, we got that right. We heard them yesterday on 105.3 The Fan. They're doing their best down there, and we appreciate them.
Thank you, boys.
Down there in Landstar State. Number one in the DFW.
That's pretty good.
That's right. A big area. That's three huge cities. Three cities there.
Three cities, baby.
So there you go. All right.
Denton shout out, man.
Moving on. I don't think there is a way to really talk about this. All I'm going to say is he's maybe the most hated player in the NBA already. Pat Bev. Just Google Pat Beverly for an off-the-court story, and you're going to hate him even more, especially Choppy. Nothing. Like the grandmother who's charging for Christmas dinner. Nothing ticks off RJ more than anyone trying to ruin his holiday spirit. For any holiday, someone tries to put a damper on that, and you are the devil. You're the worst.
I am the worst at this. I'm the worst in general. But, yeah, this grandma.
No, they're the worst to you.
They're the worst to me.
Yeah.
This grandma is charging her family for Christmas dinner. $18 a head.
Woo!
She's charging the adults $18, her 12 and 9-year-old grandchildren have to pony up $6 each.
This can't be true.
And the 3-year-old, there's two of them, are being charged $3 a piece. She charges the adult women less because they have families and work part-time. This is one of the worst human beings on the planet.
But why? Is she a professional chef? Like, what's the deal? Do they not chip in or do they not bring any meals over? I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of anything like this. She says she spent dozens of hours scouring grocery stores for the cheapest and best deals when the price of groceries are skyrocketing. And, you know, so she's got a pension. She's a widow. She's taking some money, trying to on a fixed income, she says. And she is cutting her expendable income in half, and she's going to save it. And she is charging for Christmas dinner. And I would politely tell her to go screw herself.
But Pat Bev is much worse than this.
Much worse.
Much worse.
Much worse, because Pat Beverly is going after children.
Yes.
And I have a problem.
Yes. And Bobby Belt isn't too far off. But
that is not true. There's a total different, and I don't want to get into it right now because there's probably children in cars listening, but still, it's totally different.
877-881-1053, truckwreck.com. Text line to hit us up here on Sean and RJ. It's DFW Sports Station with a Cowboys ticket giveaway. All right, speaking of some food, we may as well, I guess it is breakfast time. There's no good time to do it during morning drive hours because we don't know when everyone is eating. But this Food and Drug Administration list that you have,
God,
this is gonna scar. It's like when you have the stomach issues I've had over the past few days, like certain foods right now, like I never want to see them again. I never even want to think about them again. They just sound gross to me for the future of time. I think this could do that.
Yeah, this could. Now, this is a report that came out about the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and what they actually do allow in your food in order to be passable.
Okay.
The average 17-ounce jar of peanut butter is legally allowed to contain up to 5 rodent hairs and still meet the regulatory standards.
How did this get out?
Daily Mail.
This is this is legit then.
Yeah.
So we can have 5 rodent hairs.
5 rodent hairs.
Oh, my God.
Who's counting them?
That's a good point. The 3-ounce bag of popcorn is allowed.
Because we all have peanut butter in our house.
Yeah,
yes. We all eat popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A three-ounce bag of popcorn is allowed to have 1 rat poop pellet, and a standard 1.5-ounce bar of chocolate is allowed to have up to 30 insect parts. Insect fragments include legs, antenna, and other parts of the bugs that can find their way mixed into the products. These food defects end up in food during the harvesting of raw materials, the manufacturing process.
I wanted to save this right for Bobby because he's already freaky over his food. So this is going to mentally scar. Yeah,
the FDA says in this article that it is economically impractical for manufacturers to grow and harvest these products without at least some minor contamination. Dear God.
Are those all the things?
Ugh. Yeah, those are the main points they said. Obvious. In terms of what they're allowed
you know when you cough to the point the tears come out, he's wiping away the tears from the coughing over the sickness. Which one of those would scar you the most next time you're eating to think about it? Popcorn, chocolate, peanut butter. Which one based upon your...
Chocolate, because it's got the most parts, right? 30 parts?
Well, it also depends what you eat the most, right? And we're more used to hearing like insect protein, you know, crickets are delicatessen in other parts of the world. You know, in other parts of the country, what you eat the most of that will get most in your mind.
I find it really disturbing that Peyton said that the chocolate bar with the 30 insect parts like antennas and legs and just completely glossing over popcorn poop.
That'll settle to the bottom of the bag.
Oh, good boy.
But I just dump the bag into a big bowl.
Okay, well,
but still, it will be at the bottom of the bowl.
Perhaps,
you know what I mean?
It'll settle. Whereas the chocolate or the peanut butter, you're just like biting into it.
Because there are going to be some kernels that you're probably not going to eat at the bottom of a bowl or a bag. For me, the worst thing is the peanut butter.
That's pretty gross.
The hairs.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Wouldn't you prefer a hair instead of a part? I don't know. An insect's part versus just a hair?
It's just thinking that the hair is in your mouth.
I don't.
That's gag for me. And gag for you.
I don't do well with like thinking of those sorts of things and visual things. The very famous video with two females and a glass.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the ones who vomited when I saw it.
Oh, really?
I think about it and I start.
Yeah. That's.
Trash can right here.
Oh, my God.
I hate it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Get him. Ryan, zoom in on the fake camera. Get him on the fake camera.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Let's get to headlines. Let's get to headlines. Man, that mic is going to be real juicy.
Oh, God. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go. Get out
Ryan,
of here.
Ryan, change the camera.
Get out of here.
The Ryan zooming out. Yo, get on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. He's hovering over the trash. And the more you talk about it, the more you think about it. It's like me when I...
Hang on. Here, turn this mic up.
Hey. No. Get that mic on. Turn it on, Peyton. No. It's like me over the past few days with the upset stomach. Like, I gag.
Yeah.
You know, I went to the bathroom on 2, and you walk in there, and it's musty, and then gym. It's on the gym floor, and I puked right in there.
Oh, man.
It's like you're already thinking about it. Your stomach is already upset.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
We need to go to break, but I feel like we're going to miss the payoff. Choppy, recording this. Live Instagram
My
feed.
My camera's broke.
Live IG feed. Headlines and a Cowboys sweet ticket giveaway for turning it on, leaving it on. And we'll let you know what happens in the commercial break right after this. Dang it, I have the commercial read.
Wow. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.